Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome. Go.
Oh, I forgot to put money in the meter?
Yes.
And he was going to freak out, wasn't
so just,
he?
I know. He was going to freak out, so I just kicked him out of the studio to go put money in the meter.
Was he digging in his bag?
He actually had it in his pocket.
Wow.
I know.
He's getting more.
Normally he's like this. I need a quarter.
It's kind of like one of those children's shows where the guy brings out a bag, sets it on a table,
yeah,
and then starts pulling out like a ladder.
9,000 things.
Right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what his bag is like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, time now to talk to a very special friend of ours, Cody Kreplein. Cody, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I got to be honest with you. I went to Mission Barbecue yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, I can't wait till I taste some of Cody's stuff that you're cooking up right now. Talk a little bit about what you got going. Cody here is an Iraq and Afghanistan veteran. And Cody, not to talk about a somber note, but just, you know, I just had a friend on Tim Leese, who was an E7 at Camp Navistar over there. And yesterday was the anniversary of when they lost one of their guys on the roads. And another very good friend of mine suffered a traumatic brain injury in the same explosion in EFP. And you were right with those guys. You were riding those roads. And the one thing I try to get across to Tim is people don't know exactly what convoy security is, but that was a very hazardous job description over there, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It definitely wasn't for the lighthearted, we'll put it that way.
No, it was not. But Cody, you're a great veteran, and you try so hard now to help other veterans in so many different ways. And, you know, it's funny. If you lived here in Green Bay, I'd put you to work, because we just had a lady on. Her father is 91 years old, Army veteran. And, you know, these old houses, you know, things are just, you know, he needs a new porch or a handicap ramp, and his drain doesn't work in his basement, and, you know, very limited income at this point and everything. And I used to work with a group that would go around and help fix these kind of places. And they kind of disbanded, I think, like COVID or something, everything just. So I'm trying to put a group like that together. And you, for what you did for us at the Veterans Village, was mind-boggling how much you helped down there. So I'm trying to get a bunch of guys like you who can help these elderly vets. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So.
Yeah, it's different now.
It is.
And we need that. But I think even with somebody text in and student groups, right? I mean, there's so many people at TC now.
Trade
and
schools,
even in high
yeah.
schools. Well, even high schools now. East is doing a good job with these getting these kids more into trades because, I mean, that can be a more lucrative career than some of these.
I would do it in a heartbeat if I could go back
some of these
time.
Other things that people do. Plus, I think we've lost a little bit with the church groups who used to do that. They... what was it? It was a program, not just raking leaves, but they would bring in, you know, like the dads or the moms that knew how to do
right.
more technical stuff. The kids would just do things a little bit easier. But, and I don't know if it was COVID, John and I were talking about, why did that kind of fall off a little bit? But we need to get that back because.
But Cody's one of the guys who didn't fall off.
Right. No, I know. Yeah. You kept doing that, but it did fall off a little bit. And I just think we, you know, I don't know if if Johnny and I can help through our radio program or. A better outreach, but the need is getting larger.
Absolutely.
People are getting older.
And they're living longer,
right.
which is great. Yeah, you're right. But that's your passion, yeah. isn't it, Cody?
One of them.
Yeah, you got several. Well, tell us about your new endeavor and what you're cooking up.
So I got licensed through the state for my barbecues, Sloppy Hog Barbecue, and today I will be cooking at Van's Lumber in Dykesville. I'll have brisket, pulled pork, mac and cheese, and coleslaw.
That sounds perfect.
We're there.
Yeah.
That sounds
fantastic.
Yeah. I don't know that our previous guest is going to be there.
No, who lost 190 pounds?
Can you believe that? Really, Cody, we had a lady on here, and I used to work with her, and she walked in, and I was like, oh, it seems like I may have met you before, because your eyes, you know, no matter how much weight you gain or lose, your eyes are the same. And I was like, I kind of recognize you, and, oh, we used to work together. And she weighed 340 back then, so I didn't,
oh,
I don't
wow.
know, spend
yeah.
a lot of time with her. But anyway, she lost 190 pounds and
she gave up potato chips and Lay's. Ice cream.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
But she eats lots of meat.
I don't know. Do you think she thinks she's going to live longer, but maybe it's just going to feel like she lives longer.
You're terrible. You're well, bad, man.
I mean, ice cream and You're chips, Johnny. I mean, come on.
I know.
I wonder if she's like swore it off completely or if she's like a cheat day, like one day a week.
Or vodka on the side, maybe.
Anyway, so Cody, Dykesville, Vans. That's where you are. Yep. What time are you there? What time are you serving all this great food?
11 till 5 unless I sell up before 5.
All right. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Outstanding.
Get there early.
Tell us a little bit about your sloppy hog endeavor.
So barbecue has helped me fight the PTSD anxiety battles.
Good.
And enough people finally told me that I need to go out on my own and start my own food truck. So I went through and I built everything myself and got approved by the state.
That's awesome.
That's great.
And by the way, Cody is that guy who can build anything that needs to be built. He will just do it himself. He's that guy.
Yep.
Cody, talk a little bit about what else you've done for veterans to help others and even young kids that are having some issues to try to get them on the right track. I know with your sturgeon thing, and talk a little bit about how you've, even though you've battled serious issues of post-traumatic stress, what you're doing to try to help others.
So one way is through the DC Farm for Vets gardening. I don't know what it is about your hands in the dirt, but there's something there.
I agree. And you guys work with a lot of different veterans in those endeavors, don't you?
Yep. And we're open to the public as well.
Yeah.
So just not the veteran, or if you want to learn gardening, reach out to Jake over at DC Farm for Vets and he'll hook you up. I've helped on the side. I've done one-on-ones with veterans to let them know it's okay to go get help because of that stigma that was in the military.
But you know what? I'm going to say this, though, Cody. I blame the military partially on that, and I think they've changed that. But weren't guys afraid to ask for mental health because it'd be on their record, and then that could hurt them down the road for promotions?
Yeah, it was frowned upon.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, guys need, and women. I always say, I got to be careful. Just saying, guys, there are so many female veterans that have needed help and reached out.
So to help you, you've gotten into this cooking, which you're great at, and now you're actually taking it out to the public. Talk about your dog, too. Who you brought into the studio, by the way.
Yeah.
Who could eat Milton alive.
Yeah, that dog could eat Milton alive.
That was an awesome dog you had.
Go ahead, Cody.
Yeah, he's a Belgian Malinois, and he goes with me when I need him. He helps me. He's a fully certified service dog, and he helps with anxiety at a large crowds. And he watches my back.
Right.
You know, that's something that we struggle with, is we always had a comrade watching our six, and now we're out here alone.
You know, Cody, when I used to have guys at the Packer games up in that box, there were several times when, you know, it's those private boxes, you know, still got the door, and, you know, and several times I had veterans say, would you mind keeping the door open?
Yeah.
I'm a little uncomfortable with this enclosed feeling. That really does happen, doesn't it, Cody?
Oh, yeah. Yep. When me and the family go out to eat at a restaurant, I'll always position myself at the table so I can see all the exits.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's a real thing. It's
habit.
Yeah. It's a real thing.
Are things getting better, though? Do they get better every month, every year? I mean, you it sounds like you are. I mean, do you think people can move out of this?
If I can jump in, I'm not going to answer for you, Cody, but I will say this. What I've noticed from Cody and others, the more they do to help others, the more it helps them.
Right. That's cool.
Would you agree, Cody?
Yeah. When I was in my rut, I was by myself. I didn't have anybody. You know, I wasn't involved in helping an organization or something like that. And now that I have gotten into that, it's really helped, and it's helped maintain keeping the demons not totally away. They'll never totally go away, I don't think. It'll be a constant battle till the day I die, but it's learning the techniques for the individual to be able to put them at bay the best they can and not knocking on the front door 24/7.
How can you get that word out to others, Cody? Because I've lost several friends, veterans, and you know how and why.
You're not the only one.
I know. And I feel so guilty that somehow I didn't reach out and help more. Because some guys are really great at, they're really great at hiding it. They're really great at acting like life is great, and those demons are right below the surface.
Yeah. The wife yells at me from time to time because I can put on a face where I'm not dealing with them, but in all reality, I am.
Yeah.
And she can't even tell.
Yep.
It's hard. It's just got to be word of mouth and, you know, stuff like this where guys are willing to talk about it and not be afraid to open up a little bit.
Yep. Absolutely.
So today, up at your barbecue thing at Vans, that's open to anybody? Are you reaching out to specifically? The money goes to help your organization, right? Your cause.
Yep. I'm going to do a 5% monthly donation to Wisconsin Guardian Foundation. 5% of all sales will go to them. And depending on the weather today, smoke might not be there just because of
a little warm.
How hot it's going
to
be.
Yep. But the smoke will be there for the barbecue, though. So.
I want to bring smoke over to meet Milton at your house.
That ain't gonna happen.
Milton will not come out from under the bed for the entire time.
Now, my dog's a little shy. So
Cody,
the man.
This is great. Dykesville, Vans Lumber in Dykesville. The name of your company once again?
Sloppy Hog Barbecue.
And what's on the menu?
Pulled pork, brisket, and mac and cheese and coleslaw.
Beautiful. Thank you, my friend. Anytime you got something going on, you let us know. We're going to pub it.
Okay.
Thanks, Cody.
Thanks, brother. We're going to set a quick break. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Little Eddie Money.
Nope.
No, it's not. It's Sammy Hager.
That is correct.
There
right?
You go. Year? You've been off on your years this morning.
Only by one. I've been off by one
two.
Year. One
two.
Year.
70,
no,
it was 76, 74. Todd?
All right.
Which song? This one you're looking for?
I'm going to say this was 1988.
And what did you say, Jim?
I have no idea. I just was... No, I have no idea. None.
All you want to do is criticize me for being wrong.
Right, I have zero. I couldn't guess within 10 years, so no.
I say 88.
It's 89.
Uh-oh.
Dude, you're losing it. 1984?
That far back. Wow. Well, that's right. That must have been right after he left Van Halen, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Got this text. My favorite part of watching live is seeing Jim furiously digging in his Mary Poppins bag. He cracks me up.
I'm looking for quarters. That's what I'm doing.
You're looking for your phone. You're looking for your keys. Yeah. You're looking for... Yeah.
That is true.
Do we have Amy on?
Just checking her mic, and then we'll be right with her.
All right.
Amy from Oshkosh.
Discover Oshkosh.
Discover Oshkosh.
There's lots to discover.
By the way, did I tell you my daughter asked if she could have that visor? She loved that visor, that Oshkosh visor.
Yeah. I'm glad that you asked after you gave it to her. I mean, that was very nice of you, by the way.
hey, trust me. When my granddaughters were here, my daughters, there was nothing that they didn't want. They wanted to grab everything.
Grandpa gave them everything.
Absolutely.
Right, that's what grandpas do.
Absolutely. They love the M&Ms with their names on them, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
We give M&Ms. We have our for our listeners, if you stop in here, and you're always welcome to stop in anytime between 6 and 9.
Not everybody. I mean, some folks stay away. No,
no. Everybody's welcome.
No, not
402
everyone.
North Washington Street. Yeah. We got a beautiful studio.
I know some of our listeners. You don't want them stopping by.
We have M&M's. We got M&M's when I was in New York that are printed. They're green and gold, obviously, to honor our Packers. But then they're printed with Mino on some of the M&M's, Mayor on some of the M&M's, and 97.9 on WGBW 97.9 on other M&M's. So grab a handful.
Why don't you get any 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh?
And how about Todd?
Yeah.
I mean, there's Todd M&M's.
Yeah, just, it was, right.
What do you do without me?
Ran out of money.
Wow. Just reach under the bed when you get home.
Pull out All right, here we go. Hello, Amy.
You want new sidewalks?
Good morning.
Leave a little something under my newspaper. We'll talk.
John watches too many movies.
Hi,
okay, Amy.
Amy,
Discover Oshkosh. We were just there, and we're going to be going again. Besides EAA, you always have it going on there.
There's quite a bit going on right now. A lot of planes overhead, a lot of things. Elvis's plane and RV. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, we were talking about it. Somebody sent a picture. That is really cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's so cool. But then, of course, somebody was like, there's a conspiracy that it really wasn't Elvis's plane. So there's that.
Those conspiracies can generate traffic.
I love conspiracies.
Let it go.
I love them.
Play it up.
Well, yeah. And I'm like, who else has an interior of a plane that is red velvet?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've got that in my truck, but yeah, otherwise.
Other than John.
Yeah.
Look at you. Thank you very much, everybody.
Hey, Amy, how did the volleyball tournament go?
So the volleyball tournament was amazing, except
rain.
There was a little weather on Saturday night, which unfortunately came in really fast. It was okay. Like all these event planners, I think the last time I was on, I was talking about, you know, just what it takes to plan some of these events and, you know, kudos to all the event planners, but almost 3,000 teams competed. It was just a great event. Again, you know, I think we talked about this, but the Wapaka Boat Ride Volleyball Tournament that happens in Oshkosh. So it's always a little confusing.
So 3,000 teams, how many people on a team?
So either 2, 3, or 4.
Okay.
So they have, it's crazy. And then all the spectators and all the media that comes and all of the families and, you know, all the things. So, I mean, it's a huge event. And that happens on the same weekend as Life Fest, which, you know, I think draws about 30,000 people. So, it, you know, our summers in Oshkosh, we really pack it in. And then last night was at the air show, the night air show. So there's a Wednesday night evening show and a Saturday night one. So you still have time to see the Saturday night. But the attendance has to be record-breaking this year. I mean, it's just, and the weather has been just perfect this week. So knock on wood, it looks like we're going to kind of be home free with great weather.
Yeah. Where do you guys board for old-timers type of, where do you board like all those people? I mean, you're talking like 100,000 people.
Well, everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I look a little disheveled, it's because I am actually homeless this week. I rent my home out and then I go live with my mom.
Oh.
So there's a lot of people in the city and surrounding cities that rent their homes out. Of course, the hotels are all filled. You know, basically it's like people will stay as far as like Stevens Point, of course, you know, Green Bay, Fond du Lac, Appleton. So there's people staying, you know, in that whole surrounding area, Ripon. And then a lot of campers. I mean, camping, I think EAA right now is bursting at the seams. Like I was reading online that they had to open another campground. They want to, you know, there's land. And they said they had a combine trying to cut down the grass to try to get, you know, space for people to camp. So a lot of campers, you know, some of those people that fly in on their small planes, they just pop up their tent right below, right underneath the wing of their plane.
We saw it.
We were there.
We saw it the morning when it was pouring rain.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow. That.
Yeah,
I'd start up that plane so fast.
Well, yeah, actually, I was with Tammy yesterday, our sales manager from the company here, and her son was in Rhinelander for work and needed to rent a car, and there wasn't a car to be rented in Rhinelander. It's like, what?
Yeah.
And it's because if people would fly into the little airport in Rhinelander and rent cars and drive to Oshkosh.
Yeah.
Rhinelander.
Yes. Yeah. And then, you know, like this is kind of like an interesting side note. So of course, AirVenture is the big ticket in town, but there's people that do need rooms for other things. So we have some masons that are here working on historic brick in downtown Oshkosh, and they need a room. They don't want to pay EAA rates.
Right.
They're staying in Wapaka and they are driving into downtown Oshkosh because they can get a better rate there. So it's a whole vibe this week.
Back up on that. What are they doing with these old buildings? I'm a huge advocate for old buildings and brick.
Restoration. So these are guys that are here. It's a team of four. And I intimately know about this because I know the building owner and I know the contractor, and they're all trying to figure out how to restore the brick on this amazing building. So really a lot of care and work going into how to get those bricks back on. But there is no room at the inn for them in Oshkosh this week.
Could have used some people like that in Green Bay about 30 years ago, Jim, instead of knocking these buildings down.
I wasn't here 30 years ago, but when I was here, we got those guys here. I'm not going to get the same group, but it takes them forever, though. They, you know, you really got to close the street for a long time.
Yeah.
Because even when they did the cathedral, remember, and people were like, how long is this going to take? And it, you know, they were here over the 4th of July, which is not great because we have a lot of traffic downtown. So they had to take all their stuff and move it to the side and then bring it back out on the 6th. But that's great that Oshkosh is that interested in preserving those historic buildings, because, I mean, you've got that city's really got a lot going on. We talk about that all the time here. And, you know, thanks to you for Discover Oshkosh and all that's happening.
Absolutely. We're going to send Amy, stick around? We're going to send her a 1-minute break.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. I have to tell you about Pat, too. There's an injury to report.
Oh, no.
All right.
Was it at the volleyball tournament?
No.
Did he strain his neck by checking out the scenery?
Fell over the fence.
Yeah, exactly.
It may have been a lawn mowing accident.
Oh, okay. That's not good. Right. Okay, we'll be back. Simple. Discover Oshkosh back after this.
Come on and fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Okay.
Please hold my hand.
You would be outside if you were in my house.
In other words,
I would not allow that. I think you need to know the words, and you don't need to know
the melody. I would learn the words. That's why Big Mouth wants me to sing Fly Me to the Moon with them. You can ask Bill right now. He wants me to perform with them. Hi, Amy.
Amy.
Are you guys talking about Big Mouth, the band?
Yes.
They played at my wedding.
Oh. Shush.
That's awesome.
How did you get Big Mouth to play at your wedding?
Mm-hmm. It's like 27 years ago. They might not have been as big time as they are now, but it was big. What is it? Big Mouth and the
Power Tool horns?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
27. Okay. They played at my daughter's wedding, but that was like 5 years ago. Yeah.
Wow.
They're very, very popular, and boy, can they get the crowd moving.
Oh yeah.
It just, and awesome. That's what you want at a wedding. And I'm telling you, everybody danced. And, there's a lot of great bands, but that's one of my favorites, and they play here quite a bit.
You don't think if I practice
when it's like Lowrider, it's like Lowrider.
Yeah.
I have this vision of everyone at our wedding dancing to that song.
Oh man.
Did they do the little thing that people were into?
Oh yeah, they do.
They got that whole thing going.
And then we were at Titletown and the third floor, and then they played at the end down the steps, and everybody followed them outside. And then we had fireworks.
Yeah,
it was like they are so fun to work with because they will do anything you want.
They're
like,
absolutely,
you do that?
They're amazing.
Bill's like, because we
went,
and he's like, yeah, we'll do whatever you guys want.
Yeah.
So yeah, that. There's a lot of.
Does that remind you of Pee Wee's Big Adventure when he's
isn't that Tequila?
That was Tequila, but it still reminds me of that same thing. Remember that Pee Wee's Big Adventure? Where he's up there doing his thing.
Jim never saw that
in front of the bikers.
Jim was a little weird. That guy was a little weird, right?
Didn't he get it? It's fine. Okay. But I still have to.
his
I say we kill him.
His big defender.
I say we kill him, then we hang him. I say we let him go.
Amy, I got an email from Pat this morning because I wished him luck. He's got surgery today. What happened with him?
So
there's no such thing
as
a minor lawnmower accident. Let's just say that. Something's going to be missing.
This story involves a lawnmower and a bee.
Oh.
Wow.
A bumblebee.
Okay.
And so Pat was cruising along mowing and a bee somehow got into his headphone. And so he like whipped the headphone off trying to get the bee out of the headphone and it was in his ear, the bee.
Wow.
And then he got that out and it went down his shirt. So he's pulling his shirt off and it became a whole thing and he fell and broke his wrist.
Are we so still he was on a riding lawnmower?
Nope. Push.
Okay.
Are we talking about Pee Wee Herman or are we talking about Pat?
We're talking about Pat, who all of a sudden has become the least athletic person that we know.
I guess.
And he said he bruised his ego really bad.
Oh, my gosh.
I would have made something else up, but yeah, that's
he
did. Wow.
He told me he was running with the bulls in Pamplona.
There you go. Like,
when I broke my teeth, I said I got in a fight with a lumberjack in a bar in the UP instead of biting on a piece of candy.
And I broke my toe carrying laundry down the steps.
That's right.
And remember that guy, our friend, said, because I was still doing a lot of events and wearing the boot, and he's like, don't ever tell that story again. He goes, you've got to come up with something better. So.
Yeah.
But Pat's, he's being upfront with it. So why the surgery? Tell me what.
So he literally, I think there was bone sticking out.
Ah!
I think it was a bad break. His wrist.
Ouch.
He told me this morning he's getting a plate put in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So we wish him the best.
Okay,
Pat. But
three words.
Still the least athletic human being we know on this show.
There's
no question about that.
Pat, you talk to Johnny about how he would handle this.
Yeah.
Me, lawn care service. It's been 30 years. And I've never been stung by a bee, and I got all my limbs to
prove it. We'll try to come up with a contest for the best alibi and why he broke his wrist other than that. Other than taking off his headphones.
But I do like it. It's pretty cool that, you know, it was exposed. You know, that's that's
God.
Tough, you know?
I can't even imagine. Well, I broke my wrist one time at school when I was like the sixth grade.
Hitting a kid?
No, Mico LaJoy. We're playing baseball.
Mico LaJoy. And Tony Pepe.
And he's going to catch this like pop-up, and he was going to go, and he ducked away at the last second, and I flipped right over the top of him. And we had an asphalt playground and landed on my busted my wrist. And okay.
Did you catch a ball?
No. Huh. But so our gym teacher, Boobsy Marietti,
Really? Even they had Italian teachers too?
He's a gym teacher. Boobsy was.
Boobsy.
Takes us up to the hospital. Takes me to the hospital, okay? I'm out there, we're walking, I'm in unbelievable pain, and he's, hey, Tony, did you ever sell that truck? No, I'm still thinking about it. You interested? Yeah, I'm looking for something at camp to haul wood for the sauna. Yeah, I'm looking for $150. That's not worth it. Okay, so then we're sitting there, I'm in the emergency room, and the nurse, and I'm just in agony, and the nurse says, it's okay to cry, just so you know that, it's okay to cry. And Boobsy goes, I'll tell you what, if he cries, I'll make sure he's the laughing stock of Nagani St. Paul's. True story.
Wow.
Yeah, that was Boobsy.
Andy, what you guys got going on in Oshkosh?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad Pat hasn't met Boobsy yet.
Yeah, exactly. And make him the laughing stock of Nagani St. Paul's.
All right, well, we'll cover Pat. We're good. All right, what else is going on in your great city?
Okay, so the big story, of course, is EA Air Venture. I always like to tell people, even if you're not an aviation person, there's still, you can buy a ticket at the door. If you're seeing the pictures online and you're like, I want to see this, I want to be part of this, you literally just go out to the grounds, you buy a ticket at the door, and you can be part of it, which is awesome. If you come on Sunday, it's half price tickets. Some of the exhibitors kind of close down on Sundays, but there's still an awesome air show in the afternoon. So if you just want to see what, you know, Air Venture is about, come out on Sunday. I mentioned the night show, that's on Saturday. Today, there's a really big deal at the Senior Center. It's the 34th annual EAA Quilt Show. And so if anybody's listening and you're a quilter, it's called Friendships Around the World. And there are quilts from all sorts of people from around the world. And I think there's like 100 quilts on display. You can get the details at our website. There is a concert tonight at the Gibson Social Club, the Pocket Kings. So there's lots going on in Oshkosh, you know, above and beyond the air show. Of course, we always want to encourage people to do waterfront dining. This is the time of year when you want to get over to Fox River Brewing Company, TJ's Harbor, Beckett's, Dockside, and you want to take in, you know, the beautiful weather and the beautiful water and delicious food. Everything that we have going on, you can find at discoveroshkosh.com. And then one last thing, which I always like to throw in a weird thing that's going on. The Time Theater in downtown Oshkosh, they always are showing kind of funny, crazy old movies. And I think it's like the admission is $4. And this weekend, July 26th, so Friday, Night of the Living Dead at the Time. So you can take in that movie with a couple hundred of your closest friends and get, you know, just take it all in.
That's They're coming awesome. To get you, Barbara. Yeah.
I know people that may have partaked in Jim's old herb back in the day before they'd go to that movie. Amy, thank you so very much.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And of course, Farmer's Market. And one more thing, if you guys are in the mood and you want to run a 5K on Saturday, you can run a 5K on the grounds of EAA.
That's right.
Hopefully you've trained, but, you know, just come out here.
We're going to do that.
Hey, what time's the night show on Saturday? Do you know?
So the night show starts at about 6 o'clock and goes, it starts at 8 o'clock and goes till about 10.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah. People love those.
We're going to be down there Saturday and maybe Sunday. I didn't know if it's half price on Sunday, so maybe I'll switch it. No, I got to see the night show. I will see you Saturday and maybe get there a little bit early, take in some of your other restaurants and all that. You just got a great city. Thanks for what you're doing for Oshkosh.
You're the best, Amy. You guys do a phenomenal job of promoting all the great things you have in Oshkosh.
That you do.
Phenomenal.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Say hi to Boobsy.
I will. I'll send him your way.
That was funny.
See ya. By the way, got a thing. Jim, how you can make your story better about breaking your toe carrying laundry down the stairs? Mm-hmm. Say you were carrying linens.
Yeah, I'm sure that would have just got all the guys. Okay, all right.
Then I got, didn't Dick Cunningham, the old Milwaukee Bucks player, cut off his toe mowing the lawn? I think so. Do you remember his nickname, Dick Cunningham?
Mm-mm.
Todd, we got any prize packages? I'm going to give out a prize package if everybody knows. First person, tell me Dick Cunningham's nickname. Eddie Doucette used to give everybody a nickname. Bobby the Roadrunner Dandridge, remember?
Mm.
No, none of those guys?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Dick Cunningham's nickname. Todd, do we have any of those Heights hats left?
I've got some stuff.
You got some stuff.
Yep.
First person to text me, what was Dick Cunningham of the Milwaukee Bucks nickname? Price package.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Dick Cunningham.
There we go. First one.
Happy days.
The cement mixer. Cement mixer, Cunningham.
That has nothing to do with basketball. The cement mixer?
They gave everybody. Bobby Dandridge, the Greyhound, coming down court. Springs it over to the big O. Oscar Robertson. Going down to Big Lou Alcindor, the popcorn machine. Yes. Nice pick set by the cement mixer, Dick Cunningham. Buxley, the Cincinnati Royals, 94-87. You remember that?
No, I don't, but I believe you.
Dick Van Arsdale launches long range. No good, Greg. Smith with the rebound. The jumping jack gets it up court quickly. Big goal. Big goal with the road run on the right side. Cement mixer down low. Pass for cement mixer into Sweet Louis for the jam. You remember that?
I don't know why you didn't do Eddie better. Doucette. I think that is really good.
All right.
Funny. Did you call hockey too?
Me and Yurko used to call hockey games of the old Green Bay Ice. It was a semi-pro hockey team that lasted for about 3 months. And we would learn 5 names for the entire game.
And
we knew nobody was listening. So no matter what, it would always be Sven Soblonski with the puck. Takes it up against the boards. Yeah. We'd have 5 names. We didn't really know the names. We just made up names. Oh, yeah, that's a true story. I also used to know when I was doing GB basketball and we'd play like the Romanian team or the Serbian and those long names that had no vowels, they're all consonants.
Yeah.
I would shorten every one of them. You know, it's like when people would move to the United States, you know, their names would be shortened.
Right.
I did that.
You did that for them. They didn't even have to go through all the paperwork.
You know what my attitude was? Their moms ain't listening. So that's how we do it. Yeah.
Boy, announcers, though, I mean, man, can that make or break a game?
Oh, my gosh. Totally agree.
And I don't like hockey, but the announcers in, I think, hockey are some of the best announcers.
Absolutely.
Man, they keep you just, you know, even if you're
it's so fast-paced, though.
It is.
Wow.
But they to go from player to player, and those guys are just, they almost, they can see it ahead of time. It's just, I don't know. Hockey announcers are great, but again, I don't like the game, but it's I like the announcers. So anyway,
got this. I got that Eddie Doucette tape, but it's on an 8-track from John. Wow. Eddie Doucette was incredible. He was the first announcer to sort of step outside the box, to have some personality. Yeah. Before that, things were pretty
Like, reading it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's...
Just the facts, ma'am.
Yeah. Were they doing that to promote themselves, or were they
A
really...
little bit.
Okay.
But also to separate themselves.
Right.
And they did. And yeah, then, you know, then you got the Marv Alberts. I used to love Marv Albert. Don't you remember Marv Albert?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. But he had some issues, too.
That's why I was laughing. It was more about his issues. And I don't remember him as, like...
Yes! Into Willis Reed, yes! I got arrested for biting a lady in lingerie. Yes!
Yeah. Right. Now, that is true.
Remember that when he was on David Letterman?
Yes.
Letterman
all the time.
Oh, man. Yes!
Yeah.
Loved him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Walt Frazier, yes! Oh, I love those old announcers.
It is. And that baseball guy that was so famous, he just died.
Vin Scully?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was great. But he was more understated. He was like, beautiful night here at Chavez Ravine. We've got Don Drysdale, the rangy left-hander, on the mound going against the man that they call the human flamethrower, Bob Gibson, for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He wasn't as theatrical as like some of these other guys. Okay,
Harry Carey or...
Yes, exactly. Oh, I still love
him.
Even
Bob Uecker's great.
Yeah,
he's still great. He's Bob Uecker is still great. But I told you my favorite Harry Carey story.
Oh, man,
Harry loses it in the pop up, an easy pop up at third base. He lost it in the sun. How could he lose it in the sun? He's from Puerto Rico. Loved Harry Carey.
Yeah.
Loved him. I told you I had lunch next to him one day, and he was basically blind. His glasses were like
very
thickness of that
bottle.
Thing.
Yep.
And it was Good Friday. He must have been a good Catholic because he was eating tuna, as I was. Mayonnaise all over his face. And every guy would come back, hey, Harry. Hi! He couldn't even see who it was. He'd get more mayo on his face. Harry, and these elderly guys that would volunteer in the clubhouse. Harry, God, how you doing? Good to see you again.
I bet everybody loved him.
All over his face.
Yeah. That was a loss.
All right, we're going to set a quick break. Back after this.
Last time this year. So let me hear you. Good and loud. All right, Gary. A one. A two. A three. Hey.
Hi.
We are to
the... Man. Those are awesome memories for kids.
Phenomenal.
And their dads. You know, that is just, that's a slice of life. Those are good things, you know?
Yeah. Can't beat it.
No.
Just like at Camp Randall when they play like Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. All those old songs.
Like Jump Around.
Yeah. Jump Around.
Those are. I mean, to do that with your friends is fun, but to do it with your family is like super fun, right? The kids, take the kids out there. Yeah, this is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I never met or went to a game where he did that. I wish I would have because that's Americana right there.
Yeah, it's Americana.
Yeah.
Hi. Will Ferrell does do a very good Harry Carey.
Phenomenal. Man.
So does John Minor.
Oh, phenomenal. Will Ferrell is a great one. I remember when Bill Murray was his guest in the studio in the press box one time. And Bill, what are you doing tonight? You're just enjoying the comic game. Yeah, I'm just sitting here having a couple of Millers. No, it's Budweiser. No, I don't drink that here. No, it's only Budweiser here, Bill. No, I really like the Miller Lite. It's less filling and tastes great. Budweiser is the best, brother. He wasn't sure how to go with it. He was awesome. Love those old school guys.
Yeah.
Actually, you know the guy I used to really like, the most understated announcer of all time, but when I was a kid, it was Ray Scott and Tony Canadeo were the announcers, and they were great. They were super.
Now, Tony Canadeo, we named a street after him.
Yeah, Canadeo Way.
But what was his popularity? I mean, the neighbors really wanted it. He's a West Side guy.
One of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
That's what people are saying.
One of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet.
I don't think
phenomenal. Just a gentleman, classy, everything you'd want in a guy. Tony Canadeo is one of the greatest guys I've ever met in my life.
Because when you look at that area, you know, you got Reggie White Way, Bart Starr, Brett Favre, and Tony Canadeo. And Tony Canadeo You know, he's not really that marked. Was he?
First player in NFL history to rush for 1,000 yards.
Oh, that's cool.
World War II veteran.
Nice.
Packer executive committee the whole way through. One was very instrumental in Lombardi coming to Green Bay. You know what, though, Jim? There's another area. I've always wanted to talk to you about this. There's a real kind of, I don't mean to say crappy area, but just an industrial area over almost like off of Mason Street, almost like Oneida, where it's named after former Packer greats from way back. And it's like, why? Nobody knows these streets are even there. Do you know where I mean?
No.
If you take Mason Street and you take a right.
So like, you take Mason going west.
Yeah, right from here. Like Walmart and everything like that.
Oh, that's pretty far out.
And yeah, and there's like an industrial park and they're all named after Fitch. Old Packer players. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff like, why there?
Long, long before me, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. These developers come in and they plot the streets and then we usually give them some liberties on naming things. I think we made a mistake.
Nobody knows. I mean, it's like almost.
But how cool is, by Bay Beach and those New York and all these great cities, and they're just these little one street. It's like that could be a really cool neighborhood with those streets. I agree. I don't know what the policy was.
I was like surprised when I was driving there looking for something. When it's like, oh my gosh, this is named after whomever from the 30s and stuff. It's like nobody knows it. And why these crappy little streets?
Right. I think if I would take streets like that, or if I would take, especially city streets, when you go down that street and there's just all these, just one, eight houses, six house streets. And that could be a really cool, like walkable area,
right?
Like a very happening part of the city. And I don't know what the policy was back then. It's really done by the councils, I guess. Somebody proposes it and the fire department's got to approve it, so there's not any duplicate and it's easy to communicate with. But I don't know. I don't know, John. I mean,
if you name something after a Packer great,
put it where
exactly. Give it some cool exposure, and it's almost like insulting. Got a warehouse and a broken down building on this street, and that's named after me.
I remember when
you think they'll ever name a street after you?
No.
You don't think so?
No. But when we named Bart Starr Street, he wasn't real happy because it was just getting started.
And yeah, that area.
He didn't like that. Yeah. He didn't like it. That family was so humble and so grateful.
Jim, if you did have a street, what would you want to call it? Would it be a way? Would it be a boulevard? Would it, Jim Schmidt?
I think they need to name a creek, Schmidt's Creek.
Yeah.
I really do. I'm serious. I think that would be cool.
Like Schmidt.
You got Schmidt Park, you got whatever. I mean, wouldn't that be cool?
Okay. Right. Yes.
But another thing, though, too, naming stuff Schmidt out there, people get ticked off sometimes, right, who live on those streets.
Well,
because they have to change your addresses and everything.
They have to sign off on
it. I remember the Holmgren thing
that
was a big controversy.
And it went one way and not the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kept gross.
Yeah. And he wanted Boulevard. Did you know that? He did. I remember him talking about that. He told his daughter, said, well, we've got three things. And they said Boulevard, Holmgren Boulevard would be great. And I think the city council went, no, here's our... And they just did it anyway.
But even Donald Driver Way... here, right over across the river here. That was because of the statue, because that's a little bit off the beaten path.
Hardly a thing, right?
Well, I don't know. The restaurant is there, the depot.
That's what I mean. It's not a through street. It's almost like Brett Favre Pass. It's just kind of a thing. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, no. It doesn't connect two major corridors.
Well, that's what I mean. Just,
yeah, okay. But it's longer than these little...
No, I know, but it's...
Yeah. Right. What's nice about that is... First of all, it's named after him. He was very, very honored by that.
Oh, I believe it.
That guy was like, he wasn't like, okay, I got to go to this. He's like, this is awesome. And to change that receiver statue to his number, that was a huge deal. So, and he was a great ambassador for the city.
Oh, no question.
Talk about a guy that's always at
the Boys and Girls Club. Why haven't you gotten him on this show?
I was just going to ask that.
You know what?
Because we were told
early on. I did.
I know him. Driver, I know him.
I
do.
I went to his funeral.
He wrote the... I didn't.
No, that was Santa Claus.
Yeah. He wrote the foreword to my book. And I do have to get him on.
Do you have it in your phone? Let's call him right now.
Do you have it in your phone?
No, I want to get him in studio.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
It's been 13 months.
It has.
If you've got him on in your phone, let's call him right now.
No, I don't want to do that right now.
On the air.
Why?
We'll get it done.
I won't do that. No, I don't play that gotcha politics. No, we will. I will get, I will. Okay.
Gotcha politics. Where did that come from? What does that mean?
King of gotcha politics.
That's what's her name from Alaska that used that? That's a gotcha interview. What books do you like to read?
That's a gotcha question.
When I was talking to the candidates that I'm interviewing, I'm like, look, I rest assured I'm not into this gotcha politics. I just want to know more about you and have you talk to our listeners. So, but that is a thing, John, where you get people in and then you kind of set them up a little bit. And I would never do that because I don't like when it was done to
whatever me. Whatever happened to her, by the way?
Yeah, but she was, that was.
Did she fade out of sight, huh? Wow. What?
I just was never a fan.
I could tell you some stories about her when she was a sportscaster. I could. I actually
traded. I didn't know she was a sportscaster.
I traded video with her one time.
Really?
I wish I still
Sarah
had
Sarah Palin?
Yes. She's a sportscaster in Anchorage, Alaska. And I was doing a story on a guy for played for the Packers. No, she was doing a story on a guy that played for the Packers who lived in Alaska. Tom Neville was his name. And tragic story. Ended up getting killed by the cops, I think. But anyway. But yes, yeah, so I sent her video of him. And she sent me a nice thank you card from Sarah Palin.
She was friendly. I wish I still had that. I'll give you that. She was.
And
I met her.
You're really
she was,
hot.
She was,
we're out of time.